This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India in the field of sports in the year 2024. The participants are Kunal, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, and Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor.
A Cricket World Cup victory after 17 years, best ever performance at Paralympics, two chess world champions. From stellar performances at the world stage to achieving personal milestones. From men's cricket team, women's table tennis team, to D. Gukesh, Koneru Hampi, Rohan Bopanna, Manu Bhakar, Avni Likhara, Neeraj Chopra, Navdeep Singh. The year 2024 has been one of the best for Indian sports in recent times. And to discuss India's achievements in the field of sports, I'm now joined by Shri Kunal, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Mr. Kunal, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Mr. Kunal, how do you view India's performance in the world of sports and what, according to you, were the best or the biggest sporting achievements for India in the year 2024?
This year has been stellar in all the disciplines. You name it, Olympics, Paralympics, chess, cricket, it's everywhere. Now, India as a sporting nation has really arrived where our athletes are making their marks across disciplines, across events, across continents.
Right. How are government-backed programs such as the Khelo India program and the Target Olympic Podium Scheme or the TOPS contributing to the promotion of sports and grassroots talent identification and development?
Khelo India scheme is taking a holistic view of sports development, which includes talent identification, talent development, giving space for the budding talents to showcase their talents, which helps in identifying the talents. And in addition to that, it is focusing on sports for development and peace. If you see the sporting landscape, earlier we were facing issues related to sporting infra. Khelo India scheme has addressed the issue with the construction of more than 300 projects, where the focus is on creating Olympic standard sports infra across different parts of the country on the basis of the demands made by those people. And when it comes to Khelo India talent identification, we have so far 15 editions of Khelo India Games, which are organized in youth vertical, university vertical, winter sports and para sports. So that way, sportsmen belonging to different age group, different education group, they come on a single platform and it is organized in a very much Olympic standard with best of the technologies for recording their TSR, that is time score and result, and providing them a platform to have a experience of world-class sporting event so that when they go to any multi-sports event or even an international event outside, they should not feel out of place. So Khelo India Games are becoming a boon for the budding players. And when we see the performances of players on these games, then 3,000 Khelo India athletes are identified who are further offered to get training in Khelo India accredited academies, which are having certain benchmarks. Only then they are given the accreditation, they can get the training there. And in addition to the support for training, they are giving out-of-pocket allowance to ensure that they should not feel lack of resources and they can focus on the training. And in addition to this aspect, we are also supporting Asmita League for women sportsperson, because it has been observed that earlier there were very less opportunities were there for the women athletes. So Asmita is providing a wonderful platform for the women athletes to showcase their talent. So these all are resulting in such a movement for sports that if you see this year, there were 6 medalists in Paralympics and 4 medalists in Olympics from the Khelo India vertical. That way, Khelo India scheme has made a great push to make our India sporting superpower. And in addition to Khelo India, we are having another program called Target Olympic Podium Scheme. The Target Olympic Podium Scheme is focusing on the athletes who are having potential to have podium finish in Olympic Games. And this scheme is managed by a renowned sportsperson which formed a Mission Olympic Cell, MOC. They identify the talents and they make their talent development plan, their training plan and their participation plan. And these athletes, those who are part of TOPS group, they are supported with out-of-pocket allowance and they are giving their choice of training venues, choice of training coaches, supporter staff. If they want to train anywhere in India or anywhere in the world, they are given full freedom to go there. And the result is that we are having the best ever performances in different disciplines. You name it, our Indian athletes are there.
As you just mentioned, of course, India's performance at the Olympics and Paralympics this year in Paris has been stellar. In fact, the 2024 Paralympics have been our most successful games till date, where India secured a record-breaking 29 medals. How are such achievements enabling the differently abled to break barriers and change the mindset of the people at the same time?
If you see and meet our Paralympians, they are role model for the entire society. How a person who is living amongst us with such a limitation is proving themselves as heroes for the society and Government of India, through Sports Authority of India, we have set up one National Center of Excellence in Gandhinagar. So that place, along with other places, are giving a conducive environment for our Paralympians to hone up their skills, to develop their skills to become a world champion. And the result is 29 medals, which is our best ever performance. Not only that, when our Paralympians go back to their respective homes, to the society, to their offices, where they belong to, they create such a positive energy towards our people, towards society. They give a ray of hope that nothing is unachievable. This is new India. This is India which is ready to take on the world. And we should not be scared of the circumstances, but rather we should use these circumstances to create new opportunities to excel, not only in India, but across the world.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about the recently concluded Bastar Olympics 2024 in his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday. How important are such initiatives to promote sports at the local level?
Sports is having a very great feature called Sports for Peace and Development. Sports belong to everyone. Sports belong to humanity. And those who are living in far-flung corner, which are living in the violence-affected area. So sports provide a healing touch. It provides a ray of hope that there is a force which is binding everyone. There is a space which is available to everyone, be it athlete, be it para-athlete, be it ex-Naxal. In fact, every section of society participated in the Bastar Olympic. The figure is staggering, 1.6 lakh participants. And such a initiative promotes social cohesion. They produce local heroes who inspire the youth to shun violence, take up sports as a medium for excellence, for growth. And it also gives a platform to the sporting bodies to identify the budding talents. And then these talents can be developed through our dedicated programs. So unifying the sports, democratizing sports, and making sports accessible to the last person in the mile, so that we as India should feel one, should have belief in ourselves, and should have a clear thinking that no one is left behind. And yes, there is a system which works, and there are space to prove the talent and make India a sporting superpower.
And now let's hear more about the Bastar Olympics 2024 from our Raipur correspondent Vikalp Shukla.
In the Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi talked about Bastar Olympics in detail. This not only made the people of Bastar happy, but also boosted their morale. Bastar Olympics started on November 6 this year and concluded on December 15. Under this Olympics, competitions were held at three levels, first at the zone or block level, then at the district level, and finally at the division level. Union Home Minister Amit Shah attended the closing ceremony on 15 December at Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar. About 1,65,000 players from all seven districts of Bastar Division participated in this Olympics. About 3,000 players participated in the division level competition. Among them, there were about 1,200 female players. 18 Divyang players who were victim of Maoist violence also participated in Bastar Olympics. Apart from this, 318 former Maoists who surrendered and joined the mainstream of the society also displayed their sports talent in the Bastar Olympics. A total of 11 games like football, archery, kabaddi, tug-of-war were included in this Olympics. Bastar Olympics has infused a new ray of energy, enthusiasm and hope in the youth of this region.
Mr. Kunal, PM Modi has been one of the biggest cheerleaders for Indian sports. He meets athletes. He wishes them before and after sporting events. He highlights their achievements in his speeches, as we saw about the Bastar Olympics yesterday. How important is the PM's personal connect with sportspersons in encouraging them to achieve excellence?
Honorable Prime Minister, interact with the sportsperson before they leave for mega events like Olympics, Paralympics, Asian Games. And he constantly interact when they win medal and when they come back. He personally hosts and meet everyone. Such a kind of personal interaction fills our youth with infinite level of energy, that's all I can say. I have seen him motivating all the sportspersons that play for yourself, play with the sportsman spirit, with best of your efforts, and don't have any stress about medal. See, these are the things which is applicable to every person, whether they are sportsperson or they are in professional setup, they are anywhere working. When you are putting your efforts towards your goal without any stress about performance, what will happen, what will not happen, that too coming from the prime minister himself, that fills you with indomitable energy, which propels the sportsperson to the podium finishes, the results which we are witnessing these days. More than that, I have personally heard him saying that keep a motto in mind, this is in Hindi, ya to jitoge ya sikhoge, either you will win or you will learn. So in sports, there are no losers. So what best message one can get, and that too from a person of stature of an old prime minister. And this is, I would say, one of the biggest catalysts for Indian sports.
Shuttler PV Sindhu, fencer Bhavani Singh, shooters Manu Bhakar and Avni Lekhara, equestrian Divya Kriti Singh, we have mixed martial artist Pooja Tomar, cricketers such as Smriti Mandhana or chess player Kuneru Hampi. These are only some of the sportspersons who have created history and brought laurels to the country. How do you view the achievements of women athletes in the country, and what are the factors that are encouraging women to take up sports as a career and address the gender disparity in the field of sports?
Our women athletes are doing wonders. The kind of energy they are showcasing at the world stage, that is seen to be believed. And the sports department with its Asmita program is also encouraging more and more women to take up sports. It was witnessed that there are very less leagues for the women athletes to showcase their talent. The department initiated Asmita League, in which so far in 20 disciplines, leagues have been organized and more than 83,700 women athletes have participated. These all athletes are local champions. They are the one who are putting the fire to the desire of our Indian woman that the sports is the one where there is enough space for showcasing the talent and making name for not only for oneself, for the country. And yes, sports department, with its all different schemes like Khelo India and TOPS, is committed to develop their talents, make them world champion, and ensure that they remain a role model for the whole society, not only for the woman, but for everyone.
Over the last few years, we have seen a shift towards sports such as javelin throw, equestrian, fencing, gymnastics. Earlier this year, Divya Kriti Singh became the first woman to achieve the Arjuna Award in equestrian. So apart from the government's support, what else is needed for India to encourage youngsters to opt for the so-called non-traditional sports?
The sports belong to society. As a society, we have to adopt sports. There are sporting bodies. These bodies are required to have good governance structure, conduct of proper events, and then having outreach program with the schools, with the society, so that these niche sports should become part of our daily life. And government is doing its best, and parents slowly realizing the potential of sports for development of their child's not only sporting skill, but overall making them a better person. So the old adage of, you know, padhoge likhoge banoge nawab, kheloge kudoge hoge kharab, now that is changing. Kheloge kudoge to hoge lajawab. So that slowly now the parents are inculcating the adage, and India is slowly witnessing a rapid rise in the participation in sports by different youngsters through different specialized school in niche sports. And yes, government is fully committed to develop their skills, to provide them a platform to showcase their skills and become a world champion.
We are at the threshold of year 2025. What is your message to the youth and the sportspersons of the country for the new year?
Khelo India, be part of Fit India, and ensure that you take daily fitness ka dose, adha ghanta roz. This is what our Prime Minister says. That is minimum spend 30 minutes on fitness activity. Be fit, encourage everyone to undertake exercise. They can do at home, they can do outside, and ensure that we make India a sporting superpower, a healthy nation, a fit nation.
Mr. Kunal, thank you so much for joining Akashvani and for sharing your views on the sporting achievements for the year 2024 and the promotion of sports in the country.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India in the field of sports in the year 2024. The participants were Kunal, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, and Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.